93.9 WKYS, number one for hip-hop and R&B in the DMV. Britt is here. She's got to look in the news. Britt, what's going on?
Hundreds of protesters took to the streets in Washington, D.C. after a New York City grand jury failed to indict a police officer in the chokehold death of Eric Garner. The demonstrators marched from the White House to DuPont Circle and Adams Morgan, causing traffic jams along the way. Protesters also continue to speak about the shooting death of unarmed teen Mike Brown as well. 3 days of memorials for former D.C. Mayor Marion Barry start today. The celebration of life remembrance starts with a ceremony this morning. A viewing, a funeral, and a burial will take place this Saturday. In other news, police say the suspect in a North Bethesda stabbing death called her roommate evil and suggested she practice witchcraft. 53-year-old Rita Sanders Canfield can also be seen in a recent YouTube video talking about how she was bounced back from depression. Well, she was arrested yesterday in the Tuesday killing of 67-year-old Chong Park. Threats against a dog led to a deadly shooting in Southeast just after midnight on Monday. 21-year-old Heritage Jones was walking on the 2400 block of Elvins Road Southeast when his dog lunged at a passerby. That man, later identified as 50-year-old Kirk D. Perry, told Jones he would shoot his dog if he attacked him again. Jones in turn shot Perry, who was hospitalized and later died of his injuries. Jones was arrested yesterday and is facing murder charges. On a lighter note, the 92nd annual National Christmas Tree Lighting takes place today on the ellipse outside the White House. President Obama and the First Family will flip the switch around 5 p.m. The ticketed show features performances by artists like Patti LaBelle and Ne-Yo. And bundle up if you're going, because it's going to be cold. I'm Britton at your KYS News Brief. For more stories, you can go to news1.com.